Welcome to another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, Week 7 on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to start things off. We're going to talk about the Detroit Red Wings prospects. So we're happy to bring in Tyler Wright, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Wings. And Tyler, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always nice to talk to you guys.
Well, Tyler, we're going to go through some of the guys that you most recently drafted and some other guys in your system that are working their way up. First off, we want to ask you about Dylan Larkin, who you took 15th overall last year in the draft, who's at the University of Michigan after a couple of years at the U.S. National Program in Ann Arbor. And what are your thoughts on his season so far? Coming in as a freshman, it's always tough. You're playing against, you know, bigger, faster guys who have actually, in many cases, have become men. And, you know, through a quarter way through the season, he's already pretty much a point a game. Did that surprise you at all? I'm sure that you guys are quite pleased with his initial progress.
Yeah, I think we're pleased for sure. I mean, obviously, he gets a little bit more hype because he's our first pick. But like you said, it's a big adjustment from them going, you know, from the national program to NCAA Division I and playing against guys that are a lot older and, like you said, a lot bigger and stronger. But I think the biggest asset that we're really intrigued with Dylan is his skating ability. And he's such a strong skater and plays at such a high pace that we thought the transition would probably be a little bit easier. And you know, he's had some really good weekends. He had a great weekend out in Massachusetts. I think, you know, he probably had 4 or 5 points, I think, on the weekend. And I think he sits with about 2 and 8, 10 points in 11 games. So, you mean, it's just about, you know, him really developing into the player. We want him to play a little bit more with the puck and try to get a little bit more creative with the puck and you know, we love his compete, his leadership abilities, the way he can skate and ramp up the game. But, you know, Yuri Fisher does a good job with our player development and is constantly talking with him. So we're excited, and by no means are we in a hurry. We want to make sure that we take the necessary steps to make sure that he's ready.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, I've seen him for a few years now, and he's an excellent skater. Really like his stick handling, no question about that. And I think just the size and strength will come. And if that size and strength does come, I think that just improves the whole package.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we kind of see him in that Ryan Kessler mode type thing. And, you know, can he get up to Ryan Kessler's status as far as in the NHL and score, you know, 20 to 30 goals regularly? We're not sure, but we sure hope so. At worst case scenario, we think he's going to be a solid third line guy, but with a guy to be able to move up and down the lineup. You know, I think Ryan Kessler ended up after his first year at Ohio State was about a point a game. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty much on that same path. And but we have high expectations for him. We don't see him as a third line guy. We think he can play higher up in the lineup, and we want to make sure that we're giving him every resource possible to develop into that type of player.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Tyler Wright, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Detroit Red Wings. And Tyler, you mentioned Dylan Larkin's ability to play at a high pace. Do you think that's one of the biggest factors in players not being able to make that jump right away from the American Hockey League into the NHL, is just that extra half a second for decision-making and then the ability to be able to make plays while you're moving? Is that one of the attributes that Dylan is going to have probably a bit easier time than some other prospects that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. I think... you know, being a scout and, you know, talking with our management team and, you know, obviously with Ken Holland, I mean, we got to try to be visionaries and just, you know, figure out where, you know, the trend and how is the game going to be evolving, not only a year from now, 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years from now, and still got to kind of draft in where you think the game is going. And, you mean these kids are just getting bigger and they're getting faster and they're getting stronger. And the emphasis, you know, to be able to skate at a high pace is, I mean, it's at the top right now. And I think the guys that are able to push that pace, end up having a little bit of an early step on a lot of these kids. Now, just because you can skate fast doesn't mean that you're going to be a player. You got to be able to think at that same speed. So, I think it's a little bit easier transition for those type of guys. I think we got another guy, you know, in the minors that has gotten off to a really good start in Grand Rapids is Andreas Athanasiou. And, you know, speed is his game. And he's made that adjustment at the American Hockey League level, because of that speed. And, you don't always have to finish because it still makes you dangerous because, you know, the defense has to recognize your speed and they got to respect it. And it makes players around you better. You know, when you can use that speed. So, I mean, it's definitely something that, you know, we as a scouting staff look forward to and put a lot of stock in.
One of the next guys I want to ask you about, Tyler, I'm really curious on your thoughts. I got a chance to watch him a lot in Portland, is Dominic Turgeon, who you guys got in the third round. And when watching him play, I just thought that he wasn't given the opportunity in a lot of offensive situations because he was so strong defensively, especially with that line with Alex Schoenborn on his side. You know, you call, obviously when you have guys like Patan and Borkstrand taking up a lot of the offensive opportunities, especially in the offensive zone, are you guys confident that he can continue to, you know, evolve that part of his game? Because defensively and on the faceoffs, for a young kid, I have to say I was actually quite impressed with, you know, his defensive habits, because generally that's something that sort of lacks in most young players.
Yeah, for sure. We, I mean, we had Dom real high on our list, obviously. You know, he's playing behind, like you said, guys like Patan and Bjorkstrand and DeLeo, and, you know, last year with Leipzig. There was a lot of offensive players. Never got an opportunity to really play in a scoring position or and really took that third line role and played against the top lines and was big on their PK and blocking shots and doing all those little intangibles. You can tell his dad was an NHL player because he takes a lot of pride in face-offs and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, we're trying to project him into, you know, developing that offensive side now. I just saw him play last week up here in Kamloops. I didn't think he had the best game, but he found a way to make an impact. He ended up getting into a fight. They ended up losing, and then they go into Kelowna, and they win both games on the weekend here, which, you know, is not an easy task by any means. So, you know, I mean, I think the consistency level for him, it's still a little bit of a learning curve for him. We think that, you know, he's on the, you know, he's going, but, I mean, we still want a little bit more out of him. I mean, I think he's got 6 goals and 11 assists or something like that in, say, the 23 or 4 games that he's played. So hopefully some of that offense can come. But he is kind of a coach's treat because you put him on the ice, you know, in real key situations, whether it's a big faceoff to protect the lead or, you know, in a penalty kill situation. He plays against the top players. So, yeah, we're happy with him. We hope he can take that step. He's got to get quicker. He's got to get stronger. He's a big body guy. But, you mean, it's all about projection. It's all about time and developing, and we still have high hopes for him.
Yeah, I really like him. He's a likable guy. He's really got an excellent shot. I think he does skate well. Good two-way player. Very coachable. Everybody loves him. Every coach loves him, like you said. And I had a long pre-draft interview with him, and, you know, considering his background and his dad being an NHLer and everything else, he's not a spoiled kid, and he works really hard, and he has a lot of drive to succeed, and I just sort of see that in him. And so I believe he'll succeed no matter what based on that. I just think he's got it in him.
Well, we do too. We think that, you mean, this guy's a hockey guy. You mean, when we always sit here and say at the end of the day, he's a hockey player. That's the most important thing in his life is to, you know, outside his family is to be a hockey player. And, you know, if we, you know, which we have done a good job of, you know, in the past and continue is take him along the right path and make sure we're, you know, we're giving tough love, but the right love and, you know, just making sure that, I mean, he's on board and his commitment off ice and all those little things we don't worry about. And at the end of the day, we're trying to, you mean, you can never have enough big body sentiment and down the middle, and he's one of those guys that's going to be in the mix.
Tyler, one of the last guys I want to ask you about before we head off to break is Zach Nastasiak. And I got a chance to see him play actually in the American Hockey League for a couple games just at the end of the season, and then he's back with Owen Sound again. And you know, I was sitting with one of your pro scouts during that game, and I kind of leaned over and I said, you know, I think this kid could develop into a real nice, agitating, like, third-line player who can get you some spontaneous goals and be a real pain in the rear end to play against. And I just liked his energy out on the ice, and he didn't run around like some guys run around for the sake of running around, but he was pretty tactical of when he went to take hits and what, how he took angles. And what are your thoughts on how he's come back and played for Owen Sound?
You know, Zach, him and Dominic kind of fit into that same mold as far as, you know, they're big body guys. They're 6'2", probably close to 200 pounds. I think Zach's probably a little bit heavier and a little bit more mature as he's a little bit older. But play a very similar style game. And, I mean, Zach was into the American Hockey League last year at the end of the year with a lot of the, you know, so-called black aces, guys that are done their junior ranks or European guys that are coming over, and found a way to get into the lineup. And Jeff Blashill, our coach in the American Hockey League, raved about him, his, you know, attention to detail, and he just couldn't get him on the ice enough. I mean, he won over the coach's trust, which I think is really hard at an early age for a pro to do. Is you know, half of the battle is to have your coach believe in you, and it's hard for a young guy because you gotta earn his respect, and he did it in a very short period of time, which is encouraging for us as you know, in his development. And you mean, he goes back to Owen Sound. He's the captain, you know, there. They've got a decent team. He's probably over a point a game. I think he's got around 13 goals in 26 games at this stage. Had a good Subway Series game there in Kingston on Monday night, last Monday. He's going to be in the mix for the World Juniors, and that's always a big mark for us as a staff. Whether he makes it, I think that's going to be up to him, but we're pleased that he's got to get quicker. We think he's taken those steps, and I mean, he's definitely developed into the player that we thought.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return on Hockey Prospect Radio, we'll continue to talk about Detroit Red Wings prospects right after these important messages.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're continuing to talk about the Detroit Red Wings prospects with their director of amateur scouting, Tyler Wright. Tyler, we want to talk about one of your guys in Tyler Bertuzzi. I find him another one of those interesting players that has the potential to be a role player. He's over in Guelph, and another one of those sort of like fire hydrant energy guys, but has like surprisingly, I shouldn't say surprising skill, but maybe I think he surprises people because they get enamored with the, you know, the energy and the banging and the crashing. How happy have you guys been with his development this year? Because he's beginning to take his offense to another level.
He really has. You know, he does stuff that you're, you mean, you go and you watch him play and you're like, well, he's, you mean, he's not very flashy, and he goes to the real hard areas, and he ends up, you know, the other night he had 7 points, I believe, against London. He's not a real flashy type of guy. He's got good hockey sense. He's a big body that needs to get stronger. I think with strength, I think his skating will improve. It has to improve to get to that next level, but he pays the price and goes to the hard areas and goes to the front of the net and gets a lot of deflection goals, a lot of garbage goals at around the net. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, he kind of fits into that, you know, the Holmstrom kind of mold where you look at him and you're like, he gets under people's skin. He has the ability to fight. Now he's, you know, dealt with some injuries a little bit, but I mean, he came back last year after missing some significant time, came back into the playoffs. I thought he was one of their best players in their playoff run. Had a pretty good World Junior a Memorial Cup tournament. Has gotten back off to a good start. We signed him, you know, just outside of training camp. So he is. He's an interesting guy for sure. I think he's still got to get stronger and still got to put some work, you know, in the off seasons, but you mean he's, you know, I think if you look at his stats, he's 13 and 18, 31 points, 22 games. You mean he's off to a good start, and you mean he's continuing to defy the odds of what a lot of people think that, you know, he was going to be in his draft year.
Yeah, it's funny. As Todd's nephew, I remember him saying he thinks he's meaner, which, again, that's hard to believe, but he does hit like a ton of bricks. He does have that in his game. He does cycle and control the puck very well. I've noticed that. I noticed that, you know, last year. And he does have a scoring touch. I don't know how much the scoring touch will translate the next level. We'll have to see. But the fact that he can control the puck and cycle is a very good thing.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that he's really, really good at is he has better vision than people give him credit for in tight spaces.
Okay.
You know, when he's going to the net or he's coming off a cycle, he has the vision to be able to find people, and he has the ability to take the puck to the net and stick around and get it. So, you know, that's something that you don't really teach. It's whether you've got it or not, and it's definitely, you know, an asset that's intriguing for us, and we got to continue to develop it.
You are listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts ever with hockey's ultimate din engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking Detroit Red Wing prospects with Tyler Wright, their director of amateur scouting. And Tyler, I want to talk about a guy that both Russ and I were surprised he was not drafted, but you guys went and signed him and brought him into camp. And from all the accounts that I heard, I was at the prospect tournament in Penticton, but all the guys at Traverse City, and when he came in a camp, were really impressed. I know some of your defensemen on your NHL club were impressed with this young man, and that's Joe Hicketts. Not the tallest guy at 5'8", but he's built and he's stocky. There's some guys who just have the vision and the calmness, that hockey sense, to just be able to make plays under duress. How happy have you guys been with the fact that you had opportunity to sign him and you didn't even have to, you know, give up an asset in the draft?
Well, exactly. You know, obviously ecstatic, really. Now, if everyone thought he was going to play the way that he's played this year, they would have drafted him. But unfortunately, and fortunately for us, that's not the case, and we were able to invite him to camp. I think Joe really had a tough year in his draft year. He was out a lot of the time with concussion. I think his conditioning hurt him. He was probably heavier than he would have liked to have been. And I think it was a big wake-up call for him. He's always kind of been, you know, one of the top players in his age category all growing up, and I think maybe he thought that the draft was just going to kind of take care of itself. And You know, we had discussions with his agent, local guy out here that we see quite a bit in Shane Courtson, and we talked after the draft. I was actually driving back, landed in Kelowna, and looking to fill out our rosters for development camp and, you know, phone chain and see if there was any interest or what he had going. And so at that point, we made the decision that we were going to invite him to development camp and to main camp. And, you know, body fat and weight were an issue for us going into development camp. And we expressed that to him and his agent. And you know what? He took notice of that and he took care of that. He got himself in a great shape and went in and played at the rookie tournament with the rookies. I thought he was outstanding. He had a great first game. I thought he kind of came back to the pack in the second game and played really well in the third final game. And then it was a wait and see. Okay, well, let's see how he plays against the men and, you know, the NHL regulars in a you know, everyday scenario. And he just continually to get better. And, I mean, he's not the biggest guy, obviously, a little small in stature, but in the same sense, he's the ultimate competitor. He's got good hockey sense. He's got good skill and he's a heavy player as far as, you know, for his size, he's a strong kid. And, you know, we just said, you know what, this kid was too good for us. Let's take the opportunity that we have here before we send him back and sign him. And I think he was grateful for the opportunity and we got him done. And I mean, he was outstanding in the Subway Series games against Russia. And I think he's going to be in the mix for the World Juniors. So, really happy with the way that he's taken another step for us. And, it's just another guy that, we're going to try to continue to develop and, put in the mix of things that hopefully one day be a big part of our hockey club.
Yeah, we had the same problem with Shane. I had to say something to him about his weight and conditioning at the draft because there wasn't enough room at the table. So he took it pretty well too. As far as tickets go, though, I really like his skating and puck handling, and he is sturdy from the bottom up. And I think that does matter in the position that he plays. So I think that's good. And the one thing that I sort of really like about him, if there's a pile up of players and the puck is in there, he'll come out with the puck. Doesn't matter how many players, doesn't matter how small he is, he'll get that puck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's room in the NHL for small players. Now you can't have six defensemen on your back end and that under 6 feet tall, right, and try to go into a playoff series. Now, that was one of the, you know, the conversations that we've had. You look at a guy like Torrey Krug that went undrafted and went into Boston and has made the step. You look at a guy like Spurgeon in Minnesota that's gone in there and played really well. We think he could probably be in that mold at some point in time. Now, he's still got to work on things. When you're a smaller guy, you got to continue to prove yourself at every level. And he's doing that in the Western Hockey League. We're going to make sure that we're on top of him. And like I said, with Yuri Fisher, he's got great communication with these kids and, you know, and identifying and what they need to do to continue to get better. And it's baby steps from here. He's got the contract signed. Let's try to make the World Junior team. Let's be the best defenseman we can. We thought we could be one of the best, if not the best defenseman in the Western Hockey League. And so far we're happy. He's gotten off to a great start, but at the same sense, we don't want to sit back and say, this is a good start. We got to finish it off and continue to grow these kids.
Tyler, one of the last guys we want to ask you about, and I find him a really intriguing prospect, and I did, especially during his draft year, was Ryan Sproul, who he got late in the second round back in 2011. And, you know, clearly he's that big, lanky body who has all this offensive talent and a bomb for a shot in the point and just needed to sort of clean up some things in his own end. How happy have you guys been with his progress after his first year in the American Hockey League?
Well, I think he pretty much hit it, you know, the nail on the head there when you talk about he's got tremendous upside. And, he's a big body guy. He's strong and He's a right-handed shot first and foremost, which is, you know, almost a necessity for us going forward as far as prospects. We pretty much got the corner market with left-handed shots. So, you know, he was the OHL Player of the Year, Defenseman of the Year, and exactly, he's got to clean some stuff up in his defensive zone. I think he's got to make a little bit more of a consistency level at the American Hockey League. Sometimes defensemen take a little bit longer. We give him some tough love down there. I think he was a healthy scratch for a game in this year, and I think any time in your second year pro, that doesn't sit very well with you. But he responded with a good game, and I talked with Ken Holland, our general manager, was down there after the scratch, and said that Spola played really well. So, I mean, you got to be patient. Jeff Blashill's done a tremendous job with him down there, and I think with a kid like this, you got to make sure you're taking the necessary steps to not just give him NHL games, to give him the NHL games when he earns it and when he deserves it. And, you know, when that time comes, he probably won't go down. But it's a time thing. It's a maturity thing. And at the same day, I mean, we got a lot of good young defensemen down there, and it's a healthy competition, and they all got to buy in at the same program.
Yeah, I like the way he can definitely move the puck up the ice, solid point shot, long arms, good passer. But he could also knock you off the puck or strip it. And I think as he gets faster and stronger, he's going to really steal a lot more pucks and be a lot more dynamic there. So I don't blame you for going the route you are going, because I think there's going to be a big reward down the road.
Well, absolutely. You mean last year he played one game in St. Louis, you know, first shift. He's behind their goalie, forecheck and threw a big hit. You mean the kid's got a ton of confidence, but he's got the skill to be able to back it up. I think he has the ability to be, you know, play on your power play, and not only play on your power play, be able to score from the blue line. And I think when you're a 6'3", 215-pound defenseman, let's just make sure that we're developing him in the right. Let's take our time and make sure that he's, you know, give him the opportunity when he's ready.
Well, Tyler, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate your great insight on your prospects, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Anytime.
That's Tyler Wright, the Director of Amateur Scouting for the Detroit Red Wings. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more prospect talk right after these important messages.